This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The winter gathering of the powerful kicks off today in the alpine town of Davos, Switzerland. The Prime Minister of Japan gives the keynote address later today. BBC business reporter Anthony Rubin is in Davos. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it all kicked off today, and I understand that the keynote address for the World Economic Forum this time around is going to be the man who gave the name to Abenomics.
Yes, much in anticipation of his talk, we'll be looking at how he feels it's been going so far. And there's a fairly big delegation in from Japan, so they'll be talking a fair bit during the week.
Because he did preside over the economy that is, at least on paper, is posting a dramatic turnaround. The Japanese experiment in stimulus is really quite striking.
Yeah, it's a very sunny morning here in Davos, and a lot of people are seeing that as a reflection of the way the economy's going. It was a much gloomier World Economic Forum here this time last year, and a lot of people are coming in to say, actually, we're seeing a bit of a recovery now.
One of the major themes that's supposed to be front and center is income inequality. Have people been warming to that theme yet?
There has been a lot of talk about that. The figures out from Oxfam the other day that the richest 85 people in the world had more money than half of the rest of the world population, 3.5 billion people. The boss of Unilever at a breakfast this morning was laying into bankers and business leaders and for that being the state of affairs. And I'm not sure the delegates were all entirely happy about what they were hearing.
But that's always the question that swirls around this gathering at Davos, is people talk about these crucial issues, but really, can they do anything about it?
I think it's important to divide up the stuff that goes on at Davos between the things where it's really important to be talking about them and the things where it's important to then go off and do something. And what Davos is really good at is the areas where actually you need to have that conversation. And in those sorts of areas, it's a really great forum.
The BBC's Anthony Rubin reporting from Davos. Thank you very much.
Thank you.